the former Dare Dude. I believe that was your nickname, if I'm not mistaken there, Tom. And you are a cancer survivor. And Rusty, why don't you talk to Tom and get his story?
Yeah, Tom, great to meet you. And we know you had prostate cancer, had it removed, also had basal cell melanoma, which hopefully it worked on maybe by the time of this radiothon today. But give us an update on where you are with your cancer journey.
Well, the prostate cancer I was diagnosed with last year, about this time, actually. It was first part of March, I guess, or first part of April, maybe the end of March. And the way that we found it was my general practitioner. I get a full physical from him every year. Uh-huh. And of course they do a blood test and PSA, prostate specific antigen, is what they measure. There's a scale where they want you in between there with that measurement. Mine was actually under the high number, but my previous tests had been increasing with each test. So I was maybe in the fives and then slowly creeping up, and it was, I think, the last test before I was before the surgery was 6.4. So the urologist thought that, you know, maybe we need to do a biopsy because of that. And the biopsy showed they took 13 samples. We had 8 markers out of the 13 that showed cancer. So decided to have it removed rather than go with the radiation. And that was on the 26th of April. Since then, PSA count's been at zero. I take a blood test about every 3 months, I guess, since the surgery, and it's been at zero, so we're really encouraged with that. But I was one of the lucky ones, you know. We found it early, and that made a big difference.
And the key is to moving quickly. Once you find
yeah.
something,
yeah.
and I'm as guilty as anyone, well, let's hold off. Let's wait here and just see what develops. But in this case, you can't. You
no.
have to go.
Yeah. With prostate cancer, you know, there's the least aggressive, which really is very slow growing and slow spreading. And then there's the really aggressive type, which has to be treated immediately. Mine was kind of in the middle. And so we actually had a Alaska trip planned in August. And so I asked the doc if we could wait on the surgery till I got back. And he agreed with it, but then about, I don't know, 2 or 3 days later, he called back and he said, you know, I've been talking it over with a couple of my colleagues. He said, I think it would be better if we got rid of it as soon as we can, and then maybe you'll be, you know, can go on your trip and be a little more recovered. So that's what we did.
Listen to the doctors. Listen
yeah,
to the healthcare
yeah,
professionals.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was really thankful. They were very diligent and very thorough in their treatment of me as far as my case is concerned.
Tom, can I ask you, did you look at any history within your family going back? I'm always fascinated by, we sometimes hear things within our own families, oh, this person had cancer, or this person dealt with it, never
right.
even knew it and didn't know how it could affect, you know, the future generations.
My maternal grandfather had throat cancer. He died in like 62 from that. Mm. One of his sons had liver cancer, but other than that, no.
Yeah, and it's often said cancer survivors, you know, most often undergo profound changes in perspective of your life and day to day when you're on a cancer journey. How did you kind of put it in a box that you can manage?
I have friends who have had cancer, and you know that affects you. But when you hear that it's, you know, when it's you, it affects you a little differently.
Yeah.
You think about, of course, a lot of times you think in the most negative way.
Right.
But
right.
I gotta give credit where credit's due. The doctors. were great through the whole thing, and certainly feel great that, you know, that they did what they did and when they did it.
Okay.
And then as the follow up with the prostate cancer, the basal cell melanoma that you had to deal with then.
Yeah, and it's we just found that last month, I think.
Oh wow. Okay.
And it's the thing with it is it's very slow growing, very slow spreading. It's just a small spot on my upper right chest. She's going to remove it, I think, the 9th of May. And I'm not as concerned about that, of course, as I was
You're moving on it, and you're doing
something about it.
Any particular message, Tom, or that you'd want to pass along to people who might be listening and maybe they're on the fence, might not do something today, I'll donate later, or I've got a health issue, I'll deal with it later. But any particular message for people out there?
Don't wait. You know, I can't emphasize enough how lucky I was that we found it when we did. And so the sooner you find it, the better chance you're going to have. Just don't put it off. I highly recommend those yearly physicals, and that's how you're going to find it.
Well, I didn't have the pleasure of knowing you when you were a DARE officer for Mercer County, but quick sidebar, strange note. I was in a vintage clothing shop in Minneapolis last weekend, and I came across a vintage DARE t-shirt, and I almost got it, but I didn't. I'm not calling you vintage. I'm just saying wish I had gotten the t-shirt now.
You're right to call me vintage.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back and get it, I think. My daughter lives up there. I'll go get it for me. So, thank you.
Right,
Tom, thank you so much.
Well,
really
thanks for
an honor
me.
To
Appreciate
have you
it.
In here.
Yeah,
Appreciate
Tom,
it.
Great to see you again.
Good to be seen.
We'll see you again maybe next year. So
best of luck.
Thank you.